This is Ham Radio, fighting the war against the purification of America. Because who needs that shit? Why? Because we can. Follow us, but not too close, on Twitter. Twitter.com/Ham Radio Show.
Ham Radio!
Tastes so good, make you want to slap your mama, don't it, Willie?
Yeah, boy.
Hey, mama.
What the hell you want with...
We can light up a doobie and watch porn.
Don't forget your rubbers.
Ham Radio, but you left me no other choice. I called the FCC.
Uncle Eddie.
Because you're the host of this show, you have total control over what happens on your show. If you don't, then you suck at your job. Then you suck at your fucking job.
Oh, yeah, I know all about the FCC.
Billy McNamee.
Thank you, big shit.
Watch your language, you bud. We're on the air.
Ham Radio. Professional radio without the rules.
Listen, I'm here to get my money back for that ham radio.
Battery boy.
You are a scumbag. You are a scumbag.
I did tell him to stop.
We'll do it. Fuck it.
Professional radio without the rules.
Fuck on it.
Ham Radio.
Make that clitty big and hard.
Woo!
Oh, yeah. Oh, so fat for you.
Woo!
Oh,
woo!
Woo!
Yes! Come on,
you
Ham Radio, the most dangerous radio today. Ham Radio.
You didn't say any of that. You're a liar.
Oh my god, we need to play this fucking tape back.
I scumbag!
Fighting the war against the purification of America. Because who needs that shit?
You heard that, boy! Here's your target for tonight!
And right, and now, Ham Radio.
Now that you opened up the demon in me!
The what?
Good evening. It is the Ham Radio Show, WHAM, part of the Unfiltered Radio Network, live.
Oh, is that Dracula? Good evening.
Good evening. Blah. I don't say blah, blah, blah.
I want to suck your blood.
Part of the Unfiltered Radio Network, hamradioshow.com, as well as unfilteredradionetwork.com, will bring you to the beautiful, velvety tones of the Ham Radio Show, as well as multiple radio stations that are out there as well. 718-577-1389. What? We are live. I'm trying to figure out, by the way, also on Facebook Live, speaking of live,
sure.
In the ham cam, the newly adjusted wide-angle lens sexy shot.
I really like the picture.
It's representing an HD, Joe, which is ham I guess, ham development. I don't know what the fuck it's called.
Hamfully delicious.
There you go. It's silky, sweet ham.
But not for nothing. You still can't see me.
We can see you. Turn, lean towards your monitor.
I have to.
No, no, the other way. Oh!
Oh.
What, did Joe touch it?
What? No, I didn't
I have to do that all over again.
I still have
we
it
got
all
cut out.
Oh, I just got a freeze. I didn't do anything.
Yeah, no, you didn't. We did.
Oh,
what happened to our interwebs?
Yeah.
The world caught on. They don't like us.
Can we go back?
What was the FCC or something like that?
Down with the sickness!
Yeah, back.
Alright, so I guess we're back.
Yeah.
Well, at least on the ham cam.
Yeah,
we lost the ham cam for a second. I don't even understand what the hell happened. A lot of people in there. One of the things I was asking, though, which maybe it was the troll that was in there.
Anti-pork lovers decided to shut us down.
It's possible that there was a Muslim or an Orthodox Jew in there that did not like the ham. It was possible. Because we had somebody in there just giving us frowny faces and being angry at us.
Frowny faces?
Frowny faces.
We didn't know
Joe.
Anything yet. Later they gave us frowny faces.
I said,
faces,
at least
okay.
Let us suck first.
Yeah.
I mean, we go out of our way to make sure.
Show yourself. We'll insult you.
Yeah. Or call the show.
All right. Who did it?
Who did it?
Who did it?
I love that.
718-577-1389. Tell me who the fuck you are. I'll talk to you.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, we'll fuck you up.
Yeah, we don't run from nobody, motherfucker.
That's right.
And then what sucks is that
that's
we
why
had...
I got a car. I just drive away.
We had a shitload of people in there, and now we don't.
We look for trouble.
Tracy saying, who could be angry at you?
Yeah,
I don't know.
That's right. You big cuddly curmudgeon, you.
I am a big cuddly curmudgeon.
Yes.
I am a chubby little cherub of delight.
Uh-huh.
I'm trying to figure it out. Hey, Jerry. Jerry says he can't see Joe. That's good, Joe. That's
this is how it all started.
Joe started leaning and we lost the feed.
Joe, get your hand off the tinfoil antenna.
Wait, Joe, wave again.
I'm coming in front of the camera.
Wave again. No, just wave. I didn't say get in front of the camera. I didn't say bring our ratings down. Lower your head. Lower your head. There you go. There's Joe. Jerry, there's Joe. Who's this? Because that's the same icon. There's the angry faces now, too. Who is that person? There's Nick. Okay, I see the little... See, when you do Facebook Live, by the way, for the people that don't know, since we're socially, we're social media savvy here on the Ham Radio Show, you have these things that fly across the screen. You get thumbs up, a happy face, a frowny face, a sad face.
We got brownies?
I think there's a poop face, all kinds of stuff.
Oh.
And then Jerry, by the way, says go hide again.
I know. I love Jerry, my liberal friend.
Yes, I'm trying to see, though, who is... Like, at least show yourself. I want to see who you are because, I mean, we'll talk to you. We don't give a shit who you are. We'll say hi and how do you do.
That's right.
But I don't know. It was a bunch of angry faces and we haven't even done anything yet.
Joe, this message came in for you.
I got the new picture.
I have come for you. I am death.
Holy shit.
There is no Dana, only Zool.
Only Zool.
That is pretty dangerous stuff you got going on.
We got some crazy shit. Sometimes, Joe, we get a little hardcore on this show.
I know.
All right, we get a little edgy.
Yeah.
That was our edgy humor. What are you doing, Danny?
Stop.
Are you trying? Stand up, you motherfucker.
He doesn't know.
Why are you lazy? He won't. He's taking a picture of the screen.
Okay.
But he won't stand up to take the picture. And his big long arms, his giraffe-like arms, he still can't reach what he's doing.
I know.
But he won't get up.
Put the camera on your dick, Danny.
Please.
At least you're a lot easier.
You want pictures of that, too, Joe?
His selfie stick.
So you've given up on the women. So
hey, you know, I have
picks.
A selfie stick here if Danny wants to borrow it or something.
He has one of his own. That's what he keeps saying.
Okay.
Danny, what about your fucking selfie stick? Come on now.
Show what you got, kid.
There it is.
Fuck you all.
That's what I'm saying. Danny is the only guy I know that gets angry. And we do it all the time for a reason because we know the reaction we're going to get.
Yeah, sure.
But we say he's the only guy in the history of guys that gets angry when you talk about that he has a giant penis.
Yeah, really?
He gets angry about it.
Okay.
Like, he gets frustrated. He goes, you talk about it all the time because it's immense, Danny. Yeah. We're trying to give you credit.
You just like big dicks.
I like big dicks. I will say that I am envious.
He cannot tell a lie.
I have penis envy.
Stop it, nothing, Danny. We don't want to touch it.
We just want to see it. We just want to see it.
The eyes of the nation are on a
us right now.
Exactly.
And Barry Manilow wants to know.
Barry Manilow wants to see it.
Is anybody as shocked as I am about Barry Manilow?
He's the new Liberace.
Barry fucking Manilow, who, by the way, it's a shocking story that
to
broke.
Who? But who was shocked?
Everyone seemed shocked. The only thing that's a big story out of this is that he had a marriage.
Oh, right.
Barry Manilow got married.
I didn't know that.
But he's gay, he got married. Who the fuck cares? Well, number one, who didn't seek the guy that sings this? Raining down as cold as ice. Might possibly be a homosexual.
Affirmative.
Exactly, robot. Who the fuck didn't think that Barry Manilow was gay?
I don't know.
Breaking news from Fox News. He's not gay. The guy who fucks him in the ass is gay.
That's right.
That guy's
well,
a homo.
You know, there's a lot of truth to that. If you pitch it, if you catch it, you know.
Do you think? So let's wait. Let's ask. Yeah. Barry Manilow, pitcher or catcher?
Well, if he pitches.
Definitely a catcher.
If he's a catcher, he's gay.
Which? You came.
Just think,
you
all the women that got
belly.
Their panties wet over this guy, and then he's like, oh yeah, by the
well,
way.
Well, most
I'm
chicks
gay.
Get fucking wet for gay dudes.
Do
that's
they?
Why they have gay friends.
Well, that just because everybody's got gay friends.
No. Chicks go out of their way. Broads, Billy.
To surround themselves, secure themselves.
They love having the non-threatening gay friend.
That's true.
And I'm quite sure that Barry Manilow fits that fucking bill.
They're good to go shopping with, you know? Like
you're ahead of the trends, usually.
Just saying. Jerry, by the way, says that Barry Manilow has to be an all-star catcher.
I would think so, yeah.
Debbie says hi.
Hi, Deb. Do you ever send me those pictures?
No, she didn't.
Oh, Jesus.
And neither is Danny.
You came on my fucking belly, and then you spun me around, oh, Manny.
Oh, God.
You fucked up my fucking asshole now. When I farted, it whistles like this.
That's horrible singing. Man.
I don't really know the words
really
to Mandy, which, as it seems, supposedly Mandy was about his dog. Am I correct?
No.
That's what I heard. I heard that Mandy's about his dog.
No, he was singing about the superintendent of his building, Manny.
No, Manny. Manny Guadalupe Lupe.
Oh, Manny, I want you to fix my pipes.
Yes.
I'm the
in
plumber.
My sweater.
Yeah.
Okay.
Then I flicked it in your face, so Manny. I'm trying to figure out, though.
What?
Because I heard it was about his dog. Now, Danny's double-checking. Of course, we, you know, fact-check over
here. Yeah, get on there.
Nick, by the way, the C-A-U-N-T is in the house.
Hi, Nick.
Canadian Unified Network Technician for anyone playing at home.
Uh-huh.
718-577-1389. Do you think that Barry Manilow is a pitcher or catcher? By the way, breaking news, Barry Manilow gay.
An all-star center fielder.
Totally gay.
I don't know, because he didn't actually write the song.
Who wrote the song?
He didn't.
Mandy was originally titled Brandy. It's a song written and composed by Scott English and Richard Kerr.
No kidding.
Maybe, what you're saying is he had to get really fucking drunk on the brandy.
He ripped off the tune, huh?
To fuck a dude in the ass. I'm just trying to understand how that, you know. Like, people did not know. How did you not fucking know?
A million commercials for, like,
no, but
tons and tons of that.
Look,
he had more facial reconstructive surgery than anyone I've ever seen in my life.
Maybe it wasn't. Maybe he did a lot of catching.
More than Joan Rivers?
Well, he took him in the face?
Maybe he did a lot of that.
Maybe he had a lot of facials.
That's what I'm saying. He take a bunch of semen, and he have a couple of splashdowns to the face. And maybe his skin's all tight like a tiger now.
Oh, maybe he brought Bukkake to America. A tall one time.
They're changing the title of Copacabana, by the way, Joe. Did you hear it?
No, yeah.
They're changing it to Cock Like a Banana.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
He had a cock like a banana.
You think he was sexually harassed as a child? There's always a reason, right?
How did you not know this guy was gay?
Had the Cobra.
Had a cock like a banana. Joe, give me a beat. Play along with Barry Manilow.
The Cobra.
Copacabana, music and dancing were always his passion when I was blowing him. He fell in love. Regina's screaming out, Copa!
Can't wait to find out what happens next.
HamRadioShow.com. Welcome to the RadioNetwork.com. I love how everyone talks. They don't listen to the show.
Who does?
Danny talks over everyone. And Billy talks over everybody. Talks over each other.
What?
Yeah.
Who?
And listen, be like, pretend you have a cock in your mouth like Barry, and shut up. That's all I ask. And then down bathroom. There was blood and a single gunshot, but just who shot who? Who shot who with goo? Hiya!
There you go.
Havana. Cock like a banana.
Hey, is he still alive, Barry?
Yes, Barry Manilow is still alive and gay.
Does anybody have him in the death bingo?
No, I do not believe so. Oh, wait. I do have a story that kind of relates. We got to tell Barry Manilow to shut up for a second. Barry Manilow, go back in the closet for a second.
He ain't Elvis, you know?
No, he's not.
He's still alive.
On my team in the Deadpool bingo.
Yeah.
Even though Joe Ray scored he's got a firm point.
Yeah.
We understand that.
He's got a solid 1 point lead at this point.
Exactly.
I was over his house. I brought him a white woman and he succumbed.
No.
Oh, shit.
Where the white women at?
That's right, man.
Very good. Very good.
Very good. Very good.
He loved the white women.
Where the white women at? I do love me some white women.
He sure did.
Hey, everybody, this is Chuck Berry. When I'm not pissing in girls' mouths and farting in their faces, I'm playing Johnny B. Good down at B.B. King in New York City.
Watch what that could do to you.
Makes all the white women get them for free.
Yeah.
That was a really bad.
It was.
Fucking Chuck Berry, but I did it anyway. Where the white women at?
He sounded just like that.
Exactly. Yeah. It's exactly. Pretty much it was like he was in the room.
Yeah.
Don't fucking act like it wasn't.
Because.
It was like he was in the room. Sean is here as well.
Okay. Hi, Sean.
Now no one is talking. Yeah, you're damn right no one is talking, because I'm talking. Norman Lear.
Norman Lear, yes.
Because Norman Lear did an interview.
Oh, I think he's in intensive care or something. Right?
No. He's fine.
No?
He's perfectly healthy.
Oh, okay.
He might be kind of delusional, though.
Oh, sure.
Because Norman Lear did an interview.
Yeah.
And I believe, I don't know, let me just see where he did the interview with. Okay, did interview with Entertainment Weekly.
Oh, okay.
And he supposedly broke a story that I found to be...
Fake news?
No, I don't know if it's fake, but it's the greatest fucking headline I've ever heard in my life.
Well, what is it?
Norman Lear is saying that Ann Coulter, the political lightning rod,
right,
that is Ann Coulter, the person who warned us all that Trump was going to win when the beginning of the clown car happened, Ann Coulter.
Yeah.
Okay? She was out there. She was the one raising the flag.
Yes.
For $1 million, you wouldn't guess who the fuck she's dating.
Oh, Ann Coulter?
Barry Manilow.
Close. Close, but he turns out to be gay.
Yeah.
Anybody else want to take a shot? This is a good one. This is a fucking good one.
Bill Cosby.
Dude, you're getting fucking closer. You're getting closer.
Really?
Right ethnicity. She likes the black guys. Like, you know, like Chuck Berry.
Yeah.
We had a white woman at.
Right.
Magic Johnson.
Close.
Kobe Bryant?
Minus the AIDS, not a basketball player. Or HIV, sorry. Gotta make sure I'm, you know, politically correct. Danny, take that thing off my screen so I can see
break
it.
Break out. That was who she's
dating. All right,
dating.
So she is dating the one, the only.
Dynamite!
Oh, Jimmy J.J. motherfucking Walker.
Good time.
Really?
Jimmy Walker.
He's having
dating.
A good time.
Well,
good
he's gotta
time.
Be old. How old? He's old.
Jimmy Walker, I don't know.
He's gotta be close to 70.
Let's say it's in the story here. Impossibly the strangest gossip of 2017, Ann Coulter might be dating former Good Time star Jimmy J.J. Walker.
I don't believe
that. The shocking news came from legendary sitcom producer Norman Lear.
Like he would know, right?
Excuse me, he might.
Why?
Quote, I love him, he's a wonderful guy, but I'll tell you something about him that'll astound you.
He's got a giant dick.
But that's not going to astound you.
He was born in 47.
All right.
He's got a net worth of $500,000 approximately.
That's
Jimmy J.J. Walker? Yeah, because he's only doing stand-up now.
Nothing.
He dates Ann Coulter, to end the quote.
Yeah.
Lear told Blackish creator Kenya Barris in an interview for Entertainment Weekly.
Oh.
Lear, who's responsible for shows that include, of course, All in the Family, Good Times, and The Jeffersons, described the conservative commentator as a dreamy, delicious, sweet person. All right.
Okay, that could be. He seems like a nice guy.
Well, I think they were talking about Coulter.
No,
as the sweet.
She's fucked up.
Yes, but he was calling the conservative commentator as a dreamy, delicious, sweet person.
Well,
I think that was towards Coulter.
She's not a bad looking woman.
Walker, by the way, 69 years of age. Sorry. It was in the article. I should have read the whole thing.
There you go.
Walker, 69. Coulter, 55.
She's 55?
She doesn't look a day over the Crypt Keeper.
No, she looks hot, man.
Oh, God, she's fucking disgusting. Are you on fucking crack?
I like these old bros.
You find Ann Coulter? He's the same asshole that finds the
other. I'd like to do a threesome
with Aaron
and
Kelly something.
Con something.
Conway, yeah.
Is it Kellyanne Conway? That's Kellyanne Conway.
I like to do a threesome with them.
Oh, my God. Are you on fucking crack? Do you find that sexy?
Oh, wow. Are you kidding me? You wouldn't do them?
I would not do either one of them. I wouldn't do them with your dick and Danny pushing.
Oh, man. Send them
over. Would never
have
them.
Send them over.
Mike in the chat room. What up, brother? How are you? Okay, never mind. I figured out who was giving us the frowny faces before. It was Giggles. Because I just saw the icon that's on the thing.
Okay.
Desiree, Billy never talks because Eddie doesn't shut up. That's right, Desiree.
That's
it's my
true,
fucking
yeah.
show.
Right.
Learn to respect it.
Yeah.
Billy, do you want to talk?
What?
There you go. There you go, Desiree. You fucking heard him.
He talks for the night.
We're in the middle of a fucking giant gossip wrangling thing. We just found out that Ann Coulter is dating Jimmy J.J. Walker.
Yeah.
They have a bunch of pictures with the two of them together, so
of
I guess
they
it's
do.
Nothing new.
Yeah, but I don't think anybody
just
knew.
That
I'm
people
shocked.
Actually pay attention to it now because somebody said something about it.
Yes.
Wow, I'm shocked.
2013, Coulter told the Huffington Post that Walker was spreading that rumor. Well, now it turns out he's probably spreading her fucking lips.
I bet you.
I'm ripping apart her labia.
Mm-hmm.
And denying that they were dating, they said they were just close friends.
Please touch.
Isn't that like the thing that you always say? We're just close friends. What are you looking at now? You can't show up a bit. You literally are we that ghetto?
Yes, we're
that
we
ghetto. You can't bring up the computer.
What is he
a picture of James
but
Jimmy
then
JJ Walker?
Facebook people can't see it.
Right, it would have to go from here to there, and he can't transfer.
You
without
you seriously?
Doing it.
You people out there do not know who the hell Jimmy J.J. Walker is?
Many
and Danny
of
has
them
to go
don't.
On his phone and Google image and put it up in the fucking camera lens. You don't know.
Dynamite!
You don't know Jimmy J.J. Walker!
There are many that don't.
Are you fucking shitting me?
Everybody
Jimmy J.J. motherfucking Walker. Yeah. Sean says that Esther Roll is hotter than Ann Coulter.
Yeah.
Very true.
Esther had a pretty nice ass.
Why? Why? Oh, no, wasn't it damn? Damn! Nick had a picture up.
Oh, wait,
how come Nick can do it and you can't?
That's why
Facebook.
He's the network technician.
Yeah, the Canadian network, Unified Network technician filled in for Danny and put up a picture of Jimmy.
That's
JJ
what we
Walker
have him here for.
And Coulter in the chat room. James in the chat room. If she breaks up with him, she can date Raj from What's Happening.
There you go.
Or rerun.
Rerun. Yeah.
But just fucking, I can't.
Oh, is it Potsy still available for somebody?
I don't think Potsy Weber is even
alive.
Oh,
got a picture up in the chat room. It's
yeah. Holy Joe,
already.
Can you pay attention to the fucking Joe?
What's that?
We just these fucking said that. No, pay attention.
Joe is on the time delay from Facebook.
Yeah. How come the people on the fucking Facebook are not on the time delay, but the guys in my room are?
Well, he just came up. I'm sorry.
Billy, no, it didn't. It's on the fucking, on the big screen, right in front of your face.
Well,
if you looked, if you took your head up out of your ass and looked at the big screen, you would see it.
His screen is slower than
his screen. Get in here, Hinscreen.
Old man mode.
God damn it. Get in here, Hinscreen. Motherfucker.
Yeah. Come on, move it, lard ass.
Hey, all right, I got time. I know. I got to do this.
You know, Esther Roll's ass.
Giggles, by the way, says Billy knows who that is. He is a fucking fossil.
There you go.
Desiree. Billy, when are you going to get paid to sit in that chair?
Kiss my in her ass.
Well, the moment I get paid to sit in the fucking chair, we'll pay Billy. Why the hell not? On today's show, by the way, Crooked Cowboy from Dallas Novelty Toys will be on the show. We'll have him in here, you know, well, on the phone at least, talking about a whole bunch of stuff. Plus, he's got a deal for you guys.
Ooh,
so if you like sex toys and you like us, you're going to want to listen to the program because we have a promo code and a whole bunch of stuff.
Oh, great.
That's what we do. It's the Ham Radio Show. We're going to take a break right now. Before I go to break, Danny, though, to play us out.
From Television City in Hollywood.
In honor of Jimmy J.J. Walker, stooping the one and only. I'm not talking to you right now. Get out of here, you fucking people. It's the Ham Radio Show. We got to take a break. 718-577-1389. Listen to the show, people. When we take a break, we take a break.
Yeah.
It's what we do. Live on Unfiltered Radio Network, it is the Ham Radio Show. We'll be right back after these words. After good time, Billy.
Yeah.
Come on, Billy.
What do you mean, good time?
This is Ham Radio.
Yo! Check us out!
Follow us, but not too close, on Twitter. Twitter.com/Ham Radio Show.
We'll be right back.
The Unfiltered Radio Network, HamRadioShow.com.
One of the best-kept secrets in Palm Beach is Monroe's Legends Lounge, a VIP club providing intimate private atmosphere that caters to upscale clientele, offering fine dining and a large variety of top-shelf cocktails, fine cigars, wine, and champagne. Members experience a truly five-star experience where they can enjoy Monroe's signature 36-ounce ribeye tomahawk steak or their famous seafood tower. Watch and listen to the top sporting events and all UFC fights on the large flat-screen TVs. With a dimly lit wood grain decor, the bar features a two-way mirror allowing members to get an unbelievable view of both live stages inside Monroe's Palm Beach. The Legends Lounge offers a private entrance with parking accessible to members. Located at 1000 North Congress Avenue in West Palm Beach, Florida. For more information, go to monroespalmbeach.com.
On-demand salon. OnDemandSalon.com. Professional door-to-door hair and makeup services. Let the salon come to you. Whether you're getting a blowout, blow over two, blow over three, hell, bring in a blowout of four, it doesn't matter. Cut in style for special events, weddings, or whatever you need. On OnDemandSalon.com. That's OnDemandSalon.com. Prices and booking, 866-250-4145. That's 866-250-4145. On Demand Salon. OnDemandSalon.com.
The Tony Batman's Entertainment News is a website dedicated to bringing you all the news that is sexy. Everything you need to know from the Gentleman's Club industry, adult movie industry, music, and sexy celebrity updates. Check out one of the top 10 adult news sites in the world at entertainmentnews.com or simply tonybatman.com. The Entertainment News is updated for your viewing pleasure 10 to 12 times a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. If it's sexy and entertaining, it's on the Entertainment News.
Tootsie's Cabaret, located at 150 Northwest 183rd Street in Miami Gardens, Florida, is a 74,000 square foot mega club with a 20,000 square foot sports bar showing all major sporting and pay-per-view events. Tootsie's was voted the number one adult nightclub in 2012 and features full liquor bars and a full restaurant, open 7 days a week, 365 days a year.
Playmates Club has the ultimate Miami strip club experience featuring some of South Florida's hottest female exotic dancers performing for your entertainment in a comfortable, posh, and relaxed environment. The 2,500 square foot club is located in the heart of Miami, Florida, and prides itself on offering a melting pot of gorgeous entertainers from all over the world for your enjoyment. At Playmates, the staff has one focus in mind, your enjoyment. Whether coming alone with clients, a group of guys, or girlfriends, Playmates Club treats everyone like a VIP, making sure your every need is catered to. Along with a bar offering bottle specials all night long, the club's unique bistro features tasty twists on your favorite bar foods and excellent full meals. With an intimate club-like feel, guests are welcome to make themselves comfortable at one of the many cocktail tables in front of the main stage or to venture through to a private table dance and champagne room with the sexy exotic dancers there every day of the week. So check out more at PlaymatesClub.com.
Missed an episode on the Ham Radio Show? Not to worry. You can download the latest episode as well as past shows on HamRadioShow.com. Go to HamRadioShow.com and click on the downloads link.
The Unfiltered Radio Network, HamRadioShow.com.
This is Slash and you're listening to one badass motherfucker, Uncle Eddie on Ham Radio.
Yeah! Bodies hit the floor. Let the bodies hit the floor. Let the bodies hit the floor. Let
It's the Ham Radio Show live here on, of course, a beautiful, beautiful evening in the heart of Staten Island, New York, in our palatial BS Studios. Beautiful, the Bunker Studios in full effect here tonight.
The only day this week without rain.
Damn right. Here we go. Now, of course, it's how we roll. 718-577-1389. Part of the Unfiltered Radio Network. We are live. People are already on the phones. Who's this? It's the Ham Radio Show. Who's on my phone?
What do you mean who's on your phone?
Oh, it's Jared!
It's 6:30 and it's Wednesday. Who's on your phone?
Well, other people call the show, Jerry.
They do?
They do. Well, I hung up on one to get to you, so. Guess what?
Listen,
you won.
I want to make sure that I didn't have an out-of-body experience.
You did not have one.
Yeah. No, I was watching you guys live on Facebook.
Uh-huh.
Did Joe just say, am I correct, did Joe just say that he would fuck Ann Coulter?
Yes.
All day long.
He's a fuck. He is the weirdest.
This is after the Kellyanne Conway.
I'll fuck you. Right. I want to do a threesome.
You'd fuck Ann Coulter now.
I want to do a threesome.
He wants
Are
to fuck?
You stalking Kathy Lee Gifford?
No, not her. The other one.
Wait a minute. Out of the three of them.
She's got a baby. She wants nothing to do with it.
Wait a minute. Out of all three of them, I'd fuck Kathy Lee over the other two.
Well, have you seen Kathy Lee without makeup?
No, but she's good and drunk, so she's a sloppy fucking lay.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, Kathy Lee.
She'll give you
anal. I knew Kathy Lee 20 years ago, but not now. Remember, Frank left. Frank cheated on her with an airline steward.
That's right.
Yes, he cheated and then he tried doing anal. And then he asked her while she was bent over the bed. He goes, "Shall we?" And he tried to stick it in the ass. And then Frank gave her.
But it's good that she stepped up her game.
Oh, absolutely. Which means,
you know, that sometimes women need that.
Yeah.
They need to know, hey, you know what? You got to step up your game.
It's time, lady. It's time.
Yeah.
I think Kathy Lee, by the way, also, Kathy Lee Gifford got in trouble for the sweatshops, which was also the nickname Frank gave her pussy.
Yeah.
It's very weird and zany shit. But yeah, I think I'd fuck Kathy Lee over Conway. All right, let's play a game with Jerry. Jerry, we're going to play a game called STD.
Okay.
STD means sleep with, terminate, or date.
Okay.
Kellyanne Conway. All right. That's Joe's first girlfriend, Kellyanne Conway.
Are you talking to me?
No. We're going to Jerry first.
Okay.
Kellyanne Conway.
I think
Jerry just threw up.
Yeah.
Kellyanne Conway. Ann Coulter, Kathy Lee Gifford. Sleep with, terminate.
Out of those three, Kellyanne, I would terminate. Ann Coulter, I would date.
Ooh.
And Kathy Lee, I would have to savagely angry fuck.
See, that's the I went that way too. I said I would savagely angrily fuck Kathy Lee Gifford.
You see, I would go absolutely different. I can't stand Kathy Lee Gifford, not for her looks basically, but just, you know, she's so, I don't know, it's just her personality gets me.
I mean, love the fact that we're in Joe's basement and he's the only one not on camera.
I know. And they do that by design. No accident.
Imagine our studio is like the well that's in Silence of the Lambs.
Uh-huh.
You put the lotion on yourself or you get the hose again.
Yeah. Who's Buffalo Bob?
Joe, where in the fucking thing? I'm the fat one that they're going to turn into the coat.
Uh-huh.
Danny's the one they stopped feeding.
That's true.
And Billy's just old and wrinkly skin. They don't want his shit.
Danny doesn't talk, right?
Danny's
mute. Danny says like one word a show.
Well, Danny and Billy both can talk. They just don't know when to jump into a conversation.
Listening to Jerry talk.
Yes,
well, anytime that Joe and I have a conversation, there's no room for either of them to fucking
Joe takes over a fucking conversation.
That's not true. I give somebody like you.
You never give me a fucking chance.
Well, how does Jerry feel about Joe's other girlfriend, Katie Couric?
Oh, I like Katie Couric.
Katie Couric?
I want to do her.
Oh, I love her.
Yeah. You see, Jerry, you got good taste.
Oh, I love her. She's like a little fucking minx, boy.
Oh, yeah.
Come on, we would all fuck Katie Couric.
Yeah.
I think everyone in the room would fuck Katie Couric.
I've got some nude pictures of her under my bed. I'll send you a copy.
I remember her when she first started and she looked like she was in high school.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that used to drive me fucking crazy.
Absolutely.
When the fuck did this show turn into Ham Radio SVU? Which one of you fucking is Stabler?
It was 6:30 4 minutes ago.
Mariska Hargitay.
Which one of them is BD Wong?
I want BD Wong. I want to be the Asian.
Penis. That must be me.
Yeah, I got the small penis. I get to be the Asian. My, all right, so let's.
We all can't be. You know, Sergeant Big Cock over there.
Well, Danny or fucking Jimmy JJ Walker.
No, damn JJ Walker. JJ Walker looks like a better looking Flavor Flav.
Very true.
He's missing the giant. The wall clock around his neck.
I know Flav personally. Let me tell you right now, Flav is a striking man compared to Jimmy JJ Walker.
I'd like to strike him. Okay?
Yeah, he looks like Jimmy JJ Walker looks like a match that was lit and left in the rain.
Oh,
that's what he looks like. He's very he looks like he's melting, which is good because that's exactly what fucking Ann Coulter looks like. She just looks like the white version. She looks like the candle. He's the wick.
The two of them commingling for a second.
I just don't want them to have kids, but she's probably got a fucking polluted womb. I don't think,
Have kids? There's spider webs in there. What are you talking about?
Wait, Ann Coulter. How old was Coulter?
55.
55.
She's 5 years old.
She's barren.
I didn't think she was that old. She looks pretty good.
She's barren.
Oh, Joe, for the love of Christ, you go shopping in the senior citizen's home looking for pussy.
He does. He does. That's where he is on the weekend.
I mean, she's a kid.
Which one of you girls want to fuck?
Yeah. Hello, honey.
Joe gets the wife together on the weekends. He's like, well, you know, I'm starting to get older. Just in case you need to put me away, let's scout out a few days. Yeah. Joe's going for dates.
He's like, I like her. She's cute, and we can do it with her teeth out.
That's a bonus right there.
The good gum job is not fucking, you know. You don't pass it up.
Eat the Jello with the evening meal, and you're good to go.
Yeah.
Every one of the girls that Joe hits on at the home literally turns to him and goes, are you my grandson?
Yeah. You want to touch my winky.
You want to touch my winky.
Joe, you going to that Civil War old age home?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Mm. Well, I tell you, I'd like to go to an old age home like before I'm really, really gone. You know,
too late!
Well, because I could act a little wacky, you know, and then grab ass and all the nurses and shit like that. I'm an old guy. What
Joe's
do you
do? Joe's the guy at the home that definitely fucking sits with his cock out.
He has
a robe on, but his cock just magically gets seen by everyone. Joe.
When those little candy striping nurses come into the room and shit like that.
Joe, this is not fucking vivid.
Wow.
All right? What the fuck is wrong with you?
Could happen.
We're not going to call Lainey, and we're not going to stock the old maid home with porn stars.
I'll probably spend my life
saving. Speaking of Lainey, you know, her father-in-law walks around with his robe open all the time.
Good for him.
I think Joe is just talking about, let's get them together, and Joe and him can work together and pick up broods. Sean Smith in the Facebook Live story is saying Jane Fonda, Lily Tomlin, Dolly Parton. Are we playing STD?
Dolly Parton. Lily Tomlin?
Lily Tomlin, Jane Fonda, Dolly
Lily
Parton.
Tomlin.
But we
got
to sing working 9 to 5 first.
She's a leso.
No, Lily Tomlin likes
She's
the cock.
She's a lesbian.
She likes the cock, Joe.
No, she hates it.
She's the Barry Manilow of this list.
No,
she likes the cock.
She probably does
Barry Manilow. She's the backup catcher.
Yeah, really.
No. She's the assistant. I would say, listen, wait, let me vote on this. Yeah. I'm going to say, I've seen Jane Fonda in public. Let me tell you, she's not an ugly broad.
No way. Never
no, she's not her, at all.
I showed her my underwear.
75.
I showed her my underwear. But the only thing is, she's too political for me. I might have to just fucking, let's see, sleep with Terminator. I'm going to terminate Lily Tomlin. All right. I'm going to date Jane Fonda, but frantically, I'm going to fuck Dolly Parton.
And a giant
you like
lady
those big
balls.
Titties, huh?
Just those titties.
Those big doggies, huh?
In the words
of... I have to go with that, too. Dolly Parton's like a little giggly kind of. It looks like, you know...
She's supposed to be a sweetheart.
She'd write a song while you were doing it anyway.
Yeah.
You wouldn't even, she wouldn't even notice you were there.
Jolene.
Working 6 to 9.
Not the first time, by the way, that's happened.
Here you come again. Put it in my teeth.
He's coming over my mountains when he's done.
I think we all agree we're going to go to Dollywood.
Oh, I would go to Dollywood.
You can Dolly some wood, I'll tell you.
That's exactly right.
Although I tell you, you watch Jane Fonda in Barbarella or even Clute.
No.
Oh, you're going to spank. You're going to spank two off at three.
Oh,
off.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
All right. Well, speaking of dirty old men.
Yeah.
Bill O'Reilly's in the news.
Oh, yeah, he did it again, right?
Yeah.
Hey, and look what scumbag stuck up for him, Joe.
Donald Trump, today.
Scumbag stuck up for Bill O'Reilly.
It's just locker talk, boys. It's just locker talk.
I want to grab her by the pussy.
I just want to know, like, if you got the king from Jordan in the country hanging out with you, you're doing it, you got time to speak up for Bill O'Reilly.
He does. I got priorities, William.
Priorities are in order.
All right, now wait. Now watch. By the way, Bill O'Reilly, just to fill you all in on this, has paid out $13 million to settle these sexual harassment suits.
This is why he writes those books.
For five women. Yes, you've heard of the books, right? He has Killing Jesus, Killing Lincoln, Killing Kennedy, and now Killing My Career.
Killing My Career. The last one.
There you go. Jerry took my joke, but fuck it. Or Killing Me Softly with her penis.
Yeah.
The spin zone, he just points at his crotch.
Yeah.
He
likes to spin it right around.
Man. Wait, hold on. One of them was junior producer Rachel Whitlieb. I don't know how to pronounce her name correctly, but who cares?
They got to be having some sex party over at Fox News.
Joe, I'm reading.
It's all the cocaine. Yeah.
Joe, can I read the fucking facts before you just ramble?
Go
to the home and show your dick off. I'm trying to work here.
I was just talking about the sexual harassment.
So was I. Shut up. I got facts. I'm
Joe,
like you.
Close your mouth. Facts. Who needs that?
Show
you. I wouldn't do for some facts. Yeah, you're talking to Joe. He supports Trump.
I know.
What the fuck do we need facts for?
It's all alternative facts. Accused O'Reilly of hollering in front of colleagues in 2002. She got paid out and left Fox. But she signed a confidentiality agreement, so she won't say nothing. But it gets dirtier. You have one, 2004. These are the good ones. Let me go down to the good ones. Hold on.
Sure.
2004, producer Andrea Macris, whichever way you want to pronounce it, who was only 33 at the time, claimed that O'Reilly told her to buy a vibrator and detailed his fantasies about having sex with her, including phone calls where it sounded like he was masturbating on the other end. She alleged he later threatened her to keep her mouth shut. She settled for a ripe, crisp $9 million.
Yeah, that was a few years ago.
So now, but what gets me is I can feel for Bill O'Reilly. Have I ever masturbated with a girl on the other end of the phone? Absolutely. But I have a common decency, Jerry, to tell her I'm jerking off on the phone.
That's right.
I don't turn around and go, and when she goes, what's that noise? And I go, nothing.
First of all,
I'm reading
when
the book.
Turns around, she says, what's that noise? She's being coy.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay?
Yeah.
She's a producer at Fox, like she's never seen cock.
Well, that's
okay.
Well, come on. Let's all talk about Fox for a second. Look at Roger Ailes, the guy who was running Fox, for fuck's sake, who legitimately, at least he was a little bit more, dynamic in how
would you not sexually harass Greta Carlson?
Well, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I would.
But Roger Ailes would walk around, and he was a little bit more articulate.
Yeah.
He would walk around, just point at his cock and go, you suck now! You suck now!
Do you want a job?
Yeah. Well, speaking of which, that brings us to the next one. In September 21st...
Step up to the mic.
In September 20th Century Fox settled an on-air personality, Juliet Huddy, for $1.6 million after she...
Juliet Huddy, another piece of ass.
Exactly. Well, Dave, we're gonna get to the pieces of ass in one second, because we have, I think, a brilliant idea for Jerry to play at home, because Jerry is the authority on this, and we'll get to that in a second.
I'm sure he
after
is.
She allegedly, she alleges that Bill O'Reilly pursued sex from her in 2011 and then blocked her career after she refused to fuck him. There was also one, I don't have the name, but supposedly he told a woman to rub falafel on her vagina.
Oh, that's the brunette that was on Fox that wrote a book. She got big money.
Oh, she got big money? But I don't have the name in front of me, but if someone can find the falafel vagina name, that would be great. Also, there is the loofah story. The famous loofah story of how he went to grueling detail about how he wanted to shower with one of the girls, and he would come behind her with a soapy loofah, and he would scrub her belly and breast area as he manipulated her anus.
Wow.
So there was a ton of things.
Some girls like that, you know.
Well, Bill O'Reilly gave a statement. He says, just like every other...
Not 30-year-old girls with 75-year-old guys.
Yeah, I know.
There goes Jerry and fucking Joe's love life.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
You suck now!
You know, I can stop sexual harassment in 5 minutes.
Yeah, go find someone that's good-looking.
No, you just passed a law that women cannot bathe for 1 month. And the law stinks so bad.
Are you shitting me? Men would still... We are fucking animals.
Nah, you can't get next to a woman who stinks.
The pheromones, Joe,
we are fucking
animals.
Could
you imagine what a coochie would smell like if they didn't bathe for 6 months?
Joe, have you ever been up to the Bronx?
Come on, Joe. Those nights you went up there to buy the extra powder.
Wait, what about on The Walking Dead? On The Walking Dead, they still fuck.
Oh, no, they can't.
It's a zombie apocalypse. There's no water.
There's no water. Guys would still fuck. Ah, just don't bite me. Yeah.
Big fucking hairy fucking winter zombie bush, and they still fucking stop.
Don't bite me.
Bill O'Reilly made a statement. Bill O'Reilly made a statement. Hold on, I gotta read this statement.
Good luck, John.
Quote.
Fuck it, I'll do it live.
Fuck it. Fuck it, I'll do it live. I'll write it, and you fuck me. I'll do it live.
I'll show you.
Just like the other prominent controversial people, I'm vulnerable to lawsuits from individuals who want me to pay them to avoid negative publicity. The statement reads, in my more than 20 years at Fox News on the Fox News channel, no one has ever filed a complaint about me with human resources because you paid them off.
See, at least Letterman dealt with it.
Do you understand?
Fuck. Fuck it, I'll do her live!
Yeah.
As Nick said in the chat room.
Yes, the best, well, Letterman was awesome. Letterman had a sex room. He had a bedroom built into the Ed Sullivan Theater.
What a smart guy.
And where he could go fuck interns.
Now, let's stop right there, because who Letterman slept with? Bill O'Reilly at least has taste. These women at least are hot. Letterman slept with, it's like, the slow sister of the girl next door.
You want to touch my vagina?
Is that a dime or a quarter?
It's so bad. It feels good.
Were you saying that was Cousin Jerry from the Facts of Life?
Hi!
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm saying, yeah.
Hey, Blair! Blair, don't look at me. I'm different, Blair. I'm not different, Blair.
They just arrested a bunch of kids in
And you know the sad part is she had a bigger stand-up career than I did.
Yeah, well, dude, my shoe had a bigger stand-up career than you.
Holy shit. Yeah, that's what I call every year.
Well, no, you are an actor. You are a true thespian. Yeah,
that's right.
Now shut up and be a good fucking actor and and act like you had a career. what was Billy? Billy was just saying something. Yet again, Billy didn't know when to jump in. Billy, what were you saying?
In Brooklyn today, they just arrested 3 or 4 kids for doing that to somebody.
Yeah, well, that's fucking... Because they film it and they put it on Facebook
Live.
Well,
that too, but that was in Chicago over last week. But today, these kids got nailed again.
Ooh,
more kids.
Really?
Look, I'll tell you right now.
Fucking idiots,
If you can get arrested, Billy, for filming atrocities on Facebook Live every Wednesday from 6 to 8, we'd be fucking arrested.
Oh, we should have been a long time
How many multiple counts do we have?
Did Joe show himself again so we can make that statement after?
No, the last time Joe did that, the feed cut out.
Uh-oh.
What was that?
Why didn't Joe cut out? Trish in there as well.
Hi, Trish.
Facebook Live is up and running. Everyone's
my imaginary
going
girlfriend.
718-577-1389. A little later in the program.
Hey, by the way, Teresa Romano is listening while she's taking a bubble bath.
Yeah, she always does. Yeah. Trish is what we call round.
A green icing girl.
Yeah, by the way. Wait a minute. Teresa.
Yeah.
AKA Trish.
Yeah.
AKA Witness Protection Program.
Yes.
You've blown guys with green icing on their cocks.
Yeah.
Question, Jerry has green icing.
Yes.
Blow my man Jerry. And you could actually blow an actor, a true thespian.
And if you've listened to the show before, you know I come very fast. There's always a cash gift in.
Yeah.
Someone's getting a goodie bag. Yeah. So anyway, by the way, also to add to the Bill O'Reilly mess.
Yeah.
BMW, Allstate, and a whole bunch of other advertisers are leaving his program. The only thing is, don't feel too fucking bad because they leave the program. Doesn't mean they leave Fox.
No, they're
still advertisers. They're not leaving, they're leaving Bill O'Reilly. They're not leaving You know, they're leaving the factor. They're leaving
it still hurts him, though.
But does it really hurt him? Because he's still a ratings getter.
Well, yeah.
The thing is, I know the ad revenue's not coming in, but the only thing is, does it matter? He's still making the ratings.
He does.
I mean, where you lose a Rachel Ray, Nutrish, no one gives a shit.
Yeah.
So you lose that, you gain fucking Mitsubishi or whatever the fuck. Yeah, I mean, sure. No, Mitsubishi doesn't exist anymore. But you know what I mean.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying, motherfuckers. You lose one, you gain one. It's just how it works. That's the business at hand.
Yeah. So you know, we could look forward to strip club ads on the O'Reilly thing.
Yeah,
there you go.
Way more Cialis ads.
Well,
and
you
stuff,
know, you're an expert on certain things, and that's
commercials for Glide, stuff like that. Yeah, you'll see all of that on the O'Reilly.
Join Bill O'Reilly as his guest, Bill Cosby, and him compare stories.
Hotrocks.com.
That would be a fucking. Would that not be the
great?
Cosby
good.
Will give the recipe for the secret sauce thing.
Yeah. Hi-yo!
Oh,
but yeah, I
how
would
many
like,
do's do you put?
How many do's did you take? I'm going to tell you right now. I would like to sit in the room with Bill O'Reilly, Bill Cosby, and Bill Clinton, and just have them change stories.
And Trump.
You know what? Put Charlie Rose in there too, because I know that Charlie Rose has backed up several interns in an elevator and pressed up against them.
All right. Well, by the way, speaking of which, since I know Jerry partakes in the fine jerking off the Fox News with the sound off, we don't have a Spank Bank Girl of the Week this week.
No, make Jerry
because we have Dallas Novelty Toys, Kirky Cowboy coming on. The one and only Nick Mail. Danny and me came up with an idea. What we should do, we're going to have a pictorial up on hamradioshow.com where we're going to have the women of Fox News.
Yeah.
So we can see and you can, you know, check out all the women that supposedly either have hit on, you know, in honor of Bill O'Reilly and Roger, you know, Ailes and everything else. You could see. Because there's not one. They don't hire ugly chicks.
No, they're all gorgeous.
I mean, Greta Van Susteren, you know, she had work done. She used to look way more hideous when back in the day, remember?
You ever watch In the Morning, Fox
what,
and Friends?
What, before the stroke, or...
Yeah, but she did. She had that surgery. She had a face like a mackerel.
She had a face like a mackerel.
Like a mackerel. And,
a macaroon?
No, a mackerel.
No, mackerel.
Oh. Never seen Grumpy Old Man 2.
He's Italian. He doesn't know what mackerel is.
He doesn't fucking... Joe? No, Joe?
What's a mackerel?
Mackerel, you fuck.
Oh,
a fish.
Mackerel, fish. I didn't know.
Holy crap. Joe, go outside and go
well,
see.
Well, a macaroon is an ugly face. It has like
a macaroon is a cookie.
A macaroon is a coconut cookie that Jews eat on Passover.
Yeah, it's like bumpy.
I like the Passover Joe.
So good.
For a fucking engineer that knows what a mackerel is.
Ah, crookets.
Anywho, so we're going to have that up in a little bit. Danny, do you even have that ready or no?
Yes, I'm trying. I'm working on it.
All right, he's working.
Danny, do you have Julie Banderas on there?
We can have
right,
it.
Write down it. Julie Banderas.
She used to be on the local news on Channel 5.
Right.
And
I knew Jerry was the guy for this.
Then she took off her glasses and got all hoary hot, and then they put her on the network.
Of course, Trish...
She got contacts. It went up the ladder.
Excuse me. Of course, Trish jumps in, because she's probably eating these while in the fucking tub.
She made sure to tell me she has a boyfriend.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you have a boyfriend now?
She made sure to fucking tell me that she has an imaginary boyfriend.
Okay,
I can't even get laid on the internet.
This chick blows guys
holy
with icing
Christ
on their
almighty.
Cocks, and she won't blow.
Yeah, but she also shoots dogs and throws them in ponds.
Yeah,
so.
She's got a
no,
gun.
No, no, no.
Oh,
she killed a dog and shot the dog and threw it down a well, William.
Oh, either
not
way.
A pond.
Oh, no, it was
the pond in the yard.
No,
the yard.
It was a fucking well. She fucking put a rock on him, remember?
No, she threw him
in the
backyard in a pond.
Excuse me, we have to go over this. Now, before we go to break, Trish, please tell us, was it a pond or a well that you killed? And Billy, stop eating candy, you fat dumb shit.
I'm done. I can we get to the break so I get more?
She threw the dog in a pillowcase and put a rock in it.
Yeah.
And then threw it in the pond.
It was dead, though, right?
After she shot it.
Oh, she shot it.
Then the neighbors gave her flowers.
What the fuck is Desiree? Wait, hold on, Desiree.
Yeah, what is this Desiree Campbell saying that this is a bullshit
it's
talk
a bull-
about nothing show?
Yeah, wait, hold on. It's a bullshit talk about nothing show. And I know one of them in person for a really long time.
Okay.
Thank you.
Which one of you guys did Desiree wrong?
I'm going to guess Danny.
It's not me, actually, but I wish I...
I don't
even know who that is.
Where's the... Why are you the...
hostility. Yeah. This is the fucking show. We sit here and we turn nothing into something. We just talked about.
This is the first time that you guys are listening?
Yeah, I know. We just talked about Bill O'Reilly fucking broads and everything.
See, she shot it and threw it in the pond.
In a pond? Is it a pond?
I shot the dog and threw it in the pond with a rock in the pillowcase. Teresa, you are a keeper.
Okay, see, but I was right. It was a fucking
locked
rock.
Up.
Yeah, Billy was right about the pond. I am corrected. Billy is right.
Wow.
First time for everything. Billy's right. I was wrong, but there was a rock in a pillowcase. I knew that much, at least.
Oh, so close.
All right, with a brick,
it's like she's the human version of Clue.
Miss Scarlet with a rock
in a pillowcase
in a pillowcase, Colonel Mustard's body. That's what it is. As Barry Manilow fucks him in the ass.
And by the way, because I called originally. How could you not know Barry Manilow was gay?
The same way we didn't know Liberace was gay.
Oh, get the fuck out of here, please.
Wait, what do you mean?
Did you know he was gay back in the day, but your asshole was twinkling.
What do you mean, this guy?
At the Cobra, I like my ass white. I'm sorry.
All right, Jerry, I got to hang up on you because I got to go to break.
Okay, kids. I'll see you soon. And Teresa, you are a keeper.
You are a keeper. All right, later, Jerry.
Kept in a
Take
prison.
Take care, guys. Love to speak to you.
The
Ham Radio Show is going to take a break. When we come back, as the wonderful, beautiful, and now gay and married Barry Manilow plays us out, it is The Ham Radio Show. We'll be back with Crooked Cowboy from Dallas Novelty Toys. Our friend Nick is going to be on the show. Okay. And according to Desiree, we're talking about nothing. So why don't you join in? 718-577-1389 or hit us up on Facebook Live.
Give us a topic, you bitch.
See, you pissed off Joe. We'll be right back after these words. Yeah!
This is Ham Radio.
Now, can you please tell me what a woman's body has to do with selling beer?
All right. Number one, if it wasn't for beer, there'd be at least three people who probably wouldn't even be married. And number two, since men buy beer, advertisers have to cater to what we want. And, hold on to your corncob pipe, we like pretty women. Ergo, pretty women sell good products, ugly women sell tennis rackets. Pretty women make us buy beer. Ugly women make us drink beer.
Fighting the war against the purification of America. Because who needs that shit? Totally Tasteless Tuesdays. Why? Because we can.
The Unfiltered Radio Network. HamRadioShow.com.
One of the best-kept secrets in Palm Beach is Monroe's Legends Lounge, a VIP club providing intimate private atmosphere that caters to upscale clientele, offering fine dining and a large variety of top-shelf cocktails, fine cigars, wine, and champagne. Members experience a truly five-star experience where they can enjoy Monroe's signature 36-ounce ribeye tomahawk steak or their famous seafood tower. Watch and listen to the top sporting events and all UFC fights on the large flat-screen TVs. With a dimly lit wood grain decor, the bar features a two-way mirror allowing members to get an unbelievable view of both live stages inside Monroe's Palm Beach. The Legends Lounge offers a private entrance with parking accessible to members. Located at 1000 North Congress Avenue in West Palm Beach, Florida. For more information, go to monroespalmbeach.com.
On-demand salon. OnDemandSalon.com. Professional door-to-door hair and makeup services. Let the salon come to you. Whether you're getting a blowout, blowover two, blowover three, hell, bring in a blowout of four, it doesn't matter. Cut in style for special events, weddings, or whatever you need. On OnDemandSalon.com. That's OnDemandSalon.com. Prices and booking, 866-250-4145. That's 866-250-4145. On Demand Salon. OnDemandSalon.com.
The Tony Batman's Entertainment News is a website dedicated to bringing you all the news that is sexy. Everything you need to know from the Gentlemen's Club industry, adult movie industry, music, and sexy celebrity updates. Check out one of the top 10 adult news sites in the world at entertainmentnews.com or simply tonybatman.com. The Entertainment News is updated for your viewing pleasure 10 to 12 times a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. If it's sexy and entertaining, it's on the Entertainment News.
Bold, creative, realist, problem solver. Those are just a couple of the words to describe Dr. Deborah Lena. Straight talk and straight answers to you about sex. Dr. Deb keeps it real. She teaches practical sexuality solutions to resolve everyday challenges for everybody at every age. Board and certified sexologist, couples and marriage therapist, international speaker and workshop leader, author, major media contributor are just some of the things that Dr. Deb is capable of. So hook up with her for media appearances, speaking engagements, workshops, and seminars. Contact Dr. Deborah Lano's office at 302-476-9577. That's 302-476-9577. Or hit her up at yoursexdoc.com. That's yoursexdoc.com.
Missed an episode of the Ham Radio Show? Not to worry. You can download the latest episode, as well as past shows, on hamradioshow.com. Go to hamradioshow.com and click on the downloads link.
We want to see what comes out of your mouth. Call us, 718-577-1389. Why are you getting a new goddamn number anyway? Yeah.
Hello, everybody in New York. It's Tom Green. You know, I've kissed Pierce Brosnan before, you know, kind of, and I've had milk right from the cow's udder. Not sure why I'm telling you this, but there's no way I'd ever do either with Uncle Eddie. You're listening to Ham Radio.
I want
to
hear the loony loon. The funny, funny loon loon.
Watchtower boys, come on!
There must be some kind of way out of here. Send a joker to the thief. There's too much confusion. I can't get no relief.
Yeah!
Businessman there, drink my wine. Plowman,
take my urge. It's the Ham Radio Show. WHIM, part of the Unfiltered Radio Network.
Yeah.
Let's call the Crooked Cowboy up. Come on, DallasNovelty.com. Come on, people.
Hello.
Hello.
What's happening?
There it is. It's Nick. Round of applause for Nick.
Yeah.
Crooked Cowboy up in the
building. Welcome to Ham Radio.
There you go. He's been here before.
He has, I know.
Yeah.
He's given us my favorite toy, Horny Hillary.
Yes, we have. By the way, Nick, while we have you, as soon as we talk to you, Joe, look, we have in the studio the Horny Hillary that you put on, that you gave us.
Yeah.
Joe is wondering if you have any Trump-related sex toys.
I certainly did. I will send you stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, terrific. Yeah, we're hanging on the wall next to Horny Hillary.
We're getting some Donald Rump.
You know, most kids get dolls to play with. Joe's going to create some sort of warp.
That's a great neighbor
thing with the two.
You get some sort of orange guy and Donald Rump, you know.
It's a fucking butt plug, probably.
Yeah, that's very good. Yeah, good butt plug. That's very good.
See, I try.
It's so good.
We have a wind up toy. The
Nick. Your phone's a little shitty. Fix your phone a little bit.
Yeah.
Is it better?
No, keep fixing it.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm fixing it.
Okay.
He sounds better when he's fixing it. Yeah. There he is. I love Nick. By the way.
Better?
Yeah, that sounds better. Yeah. That's better. Nick also, by the way, we got a lot of press having Nick on because Nick, by the way, Dallas Novelty.
Wow.
DallasNovelty.com, which I've been saying the wrong fucking, website.
Oh, yeah?
Because I'm a fucking asshole. I thought it was DallasNoveltyToys.com. Dallas Novelty Toys is the
Twitter, right?
Yeah. Great selection of stuff there,
Dallas Novelty. Yeah.
All right, so Dallas Novelty, which, by the way, sex is for everybody. They want you to know that. Because, Nick, if anyone doesn't know, let's just fill everyone in. If you don't know who the hell Crooked Cowboy is, Nick is the owner and operator of Dallas Novelty, which is a, they have a full range of sex toys. It's sex toys galore. Like every kind of sex toy you can think of. But they also, they work around if you have, you know, a disability. They go around because Nick himself suffers from a condition. Nick, what's the name of the disease that you suffer from?
It's, the short name of it is FOP, but it's, fibrodysplasia ossificans progressiva. It just pretty much means all my fibrous tissues, like ligaments, tendons, muscles turn to solid bone and it progresses.
Yeah, so if Nick hurts himself, the body heals, but he becomes like a rock. It becomes like a, he becomes like stone. Which is, definitely the reason why we call him Crooked Cowboy. Number one, he's crooked. That's number one reason.
Yep.
Not a shyster when it comes to your deals at the, when I mean crooked, I mean his spine is fucking crooked. And he's a cowboy because he's from, you know, Dallas. So Crooked Cowboy was born. But the nice things, by the way, that Nick was saying, we got a lot of press today. I don't know if everyone saw it. We had a lot of press, all over the internet for having Nick on because Nick is a very big name in the world of, sex toys and, making sure that people with disabilities are treated as equal when it comes to that world. And Nick went out of his way. He said some very nice things about me. So back at you, brother. He loves his nickname. And I didn't know this. This is the one thing that, that I thought was awesome when I was reading, some of the press releases and some of the articles that were, that were today in, you know, all over the place today was that Nick, the nickname that I gave him, Crooked Cowboy, has now caught on.
Yeah.
Other people are using it.
So I think it was, might have been the SDR show, I think, mentioned it. Last time we were on that, or it might have been the Shade. It was funny when he said that.
Is that right? Other radio shows can steal my thunder, but I would like I like that he pointed out that I was the originator.
There you go.
Of calling him the Crooked Cowboy.
That's right.
Because he is. He's our Crooked Cowboy. He's a part of the Ham Radio Show family. So is of course Dallas Novelty, which has. I know this is going to sound like we're doing a fucking infomercial because we're going to be talking a lot about the website and everything else because Nick is firmly like entrenched in this fucking website and this world of helping the disabled out but there's so much shit on this website. It's amazing. I've never seen a website have more stuff than this. Like he has some sex and disability. Finding your naughty side, like people that are in wheelchairs and shit.
Yep.
Can have, and Nick right now, I mean, Nick has a brand new set of wheels, people raise money, and Nick got his new wheels, I'm telling you, he's coasting around, he's doing a lot more shit than every one of us that's out there. He's doing a lot more stuff than we are, which is weird because the crippled, guy is doing way more than Danny, me, and Billy right now, and Joe. Well, Joe's old. So he might have the same disease.
I don't do much.
Well, that's true. But I always look at it. But see, I like to turn a positive into a negative into a negative,
oh, okay.
Which is not the way I want to say it. A negative into a positive.
Okay.
Because I honestly believe that Crooked Cowboy has superpowers. Mm-hmm. I think he's a mutant because he has the ability. His body heals. And he turned, yes, it makes him harder to walk and everything, I got that. Oh. But he has the ability to turn his body into rock.
Wow.
I can't fucking do that. I've gone to the gym, I can't fucking do that.
Well, you have a rock head.
Yes.
I can do it without Cialis.
Yes. Now that's another, I think we discussed that the last time you were on the show. Your dick works fine though, right?
Oh yeah, there's no problem there. So yeah. We haven't broke it yet, so.
Do you see how life is weird? You see how life is weird? Nick inflicted with some form of a disease. Okay? But his dick works 1,000% better than yours.
There you go.
You know what I'm saying? And then on top of it, he is like a mover and a shaker in the world of, adult stuff. like the, you know, sex toys and everything else. So Nick is all of, he's globetrotting, he's on radio shows up and down, you know, those radio shows that steal the nicknames. They're all over the place. He's everywhere. He's doing it all. And, today, because Nick is a freaking awesome guy, we want to throw this out to everybody that Nick has a, we have a, I believe we have a code, right? We have an offer
code. Yeah, called Ham Radio. You get 15% off, which is more than any other discount out there right now. Most of the ones that retail we not are only 10%, but just for y'all, we gave y'all 15.
See? Right. He gave us y'all, Danny.
Y'all.
Y'all got 15%, motherfuckers.
Hell yeah.
Give me a hell yeah, brother.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Thank you. I wanted the cowboy, not Joe to
I give
it.
A good hell yeah, man.
Yes, but I want an honest to God fucking shit kicking hick of a cowboy over here to be doing it, not Joe in the back.
I used to be in a band called Counterfeit Cowboys.
Of course, and you were definitely just that.
Yeah.
So by the way, if you
we were from Brooklyn.
They were a different kind of cowboy.
Yeah.
they were wearing assless chaps.
No.
They were singing Barry Manilow songs. God damn it. By the way, if you go to DallasNovelty.com, use the promo code HAMRADIO, you will get 15% off your final purchases. Okay, so 15%. Yeah, that's a lot of money. So you can go over to Dallas Novelty, buy a shitload of stuff, and then you get 15% off the thing. That's impressive. I don't know about anybody else, because people buy this stuff all the time. I know for a fact, and by the way, Crooked Cowboy, when he does send me stuff, he's beyond gracious. It's ridiculous. The amount of stuff that he's, in that box alone that we had with Hillary, I think I still have some of that stuff. He sent me a Heine brush.
Ooh.
for Hamill. The ass brush.
Yeah.
My shiny Heine. I totally remember it. We had it, yeah. My shiny Heine, a whole bunch of stuff, and of course the Hillary doll and everything else. But he sent me this thing. The coolest, I don't even know what the fuck it's called. I've only used it once. But it's
that was enough.
I had to use it, dude. I had to use it just because I was amazed by it. But this is the stuff that you can find on DallasNovelty.com. Yeah, you can find the cool stuff that you can't, you can go to your store, your local fuck hut that you go down to and you try to find this stuff. But Dallas Novelty has everything. They have all the categories, all the new products, all that kind of good stuff. And this thing, I don't even know what it is. Nick might know. Crooked Cowboy might know. It's this thing. It looks like it's rubber. It looks like a bunch of tongues that spin around. You put your dick in it.
Is it black and white?
It's black. It's black.
Squeal?
Yeah, it's like a wheel.
Yeah, it's called the Squeal XT. I think you put your wang in it and it spins around.
You put your wang in it? Sorry, he cracks me up every time he says everything. I put my wang in it.
Sounds like the Moon Scoot Boogie.
Yeah. I put my wang in it. No, and it is definitely, it's fucking weird, dude. It feels weird. We're one step away, because I heard the other day on the news that they're building these sex robots, and I honestly believe that this thing was the fucking, the first one. The thing that Nick sent me.
It could mimic Barry Manilow's flickering butthole, I don't know.
It might be. It gave me a nice flickering butthole, I'll tell you that right now.
Yeah, sure.
This thing goes around, Joe, the squeal he was telling me.
Yeah.
By the way, you can get it at DallasNovelty.com. And by the way, Ham Radio. You put in the promo code Ham Radio, and you get the fucking the 15%. So get yourself one of these things.
Damn right.
It spins around, Joe. It's a rubber. It looks like a fucking, you know, like one of the old fans.
Sure.
That you would pull out, like that's a self fanning one.
This is dangerous, isn't
yeah,
it?
But without the blades. Yeah, don't stick your dick.
It's like a Dyson. It's like a Dyson with a tongue on it.
Exactly. Yeah. Yes. Let's have the public service announcement right now. Don't stick your dick in a fan.
No.
Please don't stick your dick in a fan.
That would be hurting.
That would be hurting, and I don't have any time to explain to you why that's a dumb idea. The thing that he got me, it's a bunch of like little rubber like flaps, Joe.
right?
Yeah.
And you can put lube on your dick, or you can put lube on the fucking on the wheel. Ooh. And this thing spins around. It pulsates. Ooh. It goes the one way. It goes the other way. It's crazy. It's fucking crazy, this thing. Ooh. And I could only use it once because I felt like I was.
Mom took it away.
Well, mom said, "This is mommy's now." No, she.
You can't have that.
Did you put it in a dishwasher again to clean it?
No, she held it up to her face and went, "This fan smells like fucking seaweed." The weirdest thing though about it is I'm afraid that's what's going to lead us to the Terminators, Danny. You know my theory about this.
Yes.
When we start fucking robots,
yeah.
This is what's going to lead us to Skynet.
Yeah.
Okay?
But so, I won't care.
But I'm telling you, I'm afraid to fuck this thing again. Because let me tell you, it was so goddamn good.
It was talking to you?
Oh, God, dude. It's in a drawer. I can hear its voice.
Honey. It was talking.
Yeah, it's a bunch of little tongues.
It's the only
that go around on your cock and flickers your cock with tongues. So good. Oh, God, you got to go to Dallas Novelty. No. Now I know. DallasNovelty.com. It's called the squeal. That's what Crooked Cowboy just told me. It's the fucking squeal.
The squeal.
Go get it because it'll make you do that. It's the weird. You can put your balls in this thing if you want to.
Oh, sure.
And have it flick around your balls. I think they should call it the Barry Manilow. That's what they should fucking call it. I'm gonna play Mandy while fucking flickering my butthole tonight. It's crazy. I'm telling you, it's one of the things, just one of the many things that you can find on this website. That's what I'm saying. It's crazy. So like, Regina, you're a female. You're in our Facebook Live suite right now. You need to go to Dallas Novelty right now. Buy whatever the hell you want. Use the promo code Ham Radio. Get 15% off your final purchase. Okay, because
and they make a female version of the squeal too. That's what it was designed for originally, was a female toy, and then they just flipped the tongues around and made it for guys.
Oh, well, there you go. See, that's the thing. I have such a small cock, I probably have the female one.
Yeah,
that's the problem.
It probably worked better. It fit better.
Yeah, it probably does. That's the thing. I don't know if I have the male or the female one because I stuck my clit-sized cock into the friggin' thing and then just went to town.
Cool. Yeah, that's the male one for sure. So.
Yeah. See what I'm saying? Like, Nick, he knows this shit. You see what I'm saying? He knows. He lives and breathes this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you go to the site, by the way, check out the other stuff, the stuff for the handicap. By the way, if you're handicapped, use this stuff. Like, I know that Giggles is cracking the fuck up. Giggles right now, you know she's going because Billy.
She wants to squeal.
Billy, get on, Billy, get on the mic.
I'm
Billy,
here.
You know for a fact. She has that now. I'll ask Crooked Cowboy. We'll do a little counseling session. Crooked Cowboy, you got stuff because I see that you're promoting. What do you call that? The 50 Shades of Grey stuff and
they
things
have
like
that as well.
So and that's what Giggles is into. Giggles likes the sex stuff.
Wow.
She's like into the whips and the fucking. And yeah, those are some stuff from Kink and other stuff in there. What would be the thing that you recommend? Billy is very haphazardly. He's very.
I'll go with
skin.
The coloring book.
No, he's skin. Yeah,
the coloring book will work for him.
Yeah,
there
coloring
you
book.
Go. I'm good with that.
The only way Giggles is going to get a coloring book is if she can roll it up and hit you on the snout.
Well, that's when I pee on the lawn.
There you go. Yeah. But what do you recommend for someone that wants to get into S&M? Like, what's, like, one of the hottest sellers that you guys have for like, S&M stuff?
Well, there's a couple really cool kits that are 50 Shades of Grey branded that have really cool stuff in them. They have the, you know, they come with the cuffs, the blindfold, and they also come with a whip of some sort, like a crop whip or a flogger, and then it also has some...
You guys stole Rob Halford's materials.
There you go. So, so here's what we do. You get Giggles, Billy. You get her. You go to Dallas Novelty. Oh, she's probably on it right now. Because now she has the promo code and she's nowhere near you. She's probably your fiance is going to be right now going on there and buying a new whip or a new fucking little feather, you know, ass tickler or whatever she's got. Because that's what she's into. And she's going to go get this stuff, and then she's going to save 15%
on the fucking final course. So there's going to be a buttload of boxes delivered to your house.
There you go.
That's what's going to happen.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
Giggles, by the way, is saying that Billy is too vanilla for that.
That's right.
Oh, is he really?
Yeah, not even any sprinkles on the ice.
See, this is why Billy should go to Dallas Novelty with his fucking fiance. Let me tell you why. Because Nick and the rest of the staff there will help them, because if you're too vanilla, I think he needs to ease into it. Okay? I think he needs to get in there, and I think maybe Billy should even look towards, because he's old and semi-crippled, he should look at the handicap stuff.
That's yeah, we'll give him a harness or something.
Yeah, get him a harness, get him something that sticks in his butthole, that vibrates, that he doesn't have to touch. You know, stuff like that. He'll be saying, yes.
We got a remote control vibrating butt plug that has beads in it to swirl around.
There you go, Bill. Oh. It's got beads in it.
Sounds wonderful.
Can't go wrong with
Danny,
that.
Danny only. Just put up the fucking the Pico Bong Whip. That's a good one. The Pico Bong Whip looks fucking nice, Billy. Get that. She can spank you in the ass.
Oh, sure.
Give you a little fucking happity doo dah day right there.
Oh, yeah.
Come on.
Fun to have a butt plug for the handle so you can stick it in your butt and walk around like a unicorn.
See? Billy the Unicorn! What
there
the fuck?
Add another nickname.
Dude, if you send me the butt plug, I want... Can we try... Who out there in radio world, one of our fans or somebody... I don't know if Giggles will do it. Billy, is she good with the butt play? Does she let you do stuff with her butt? Because we know that you're not going to stick it in your butt.
No.
But like, you think that Giggles would let you, if you lubed it up, if Crooked Cowboy sends us one in the gift box?
Nah.
Do you think
we'll send you a pink tail, a pink unicorn tail.
Exactly. Do you think that maybe Giggles will allow you to stick it in her butthole?
Nah.
And let her walk around the house as a pony?
Nah.
She probably would.
That's not going to happen.
Why would that happen? Why do you so... You're a horrible lover.
I am. I'm
you are
terrible.
A horrible lover.
Oh,
we'll give her a dick gag, too. Maybe a head harness with ears on it.
She's going to do a whole... Dude, you could do a whole horsey scenario, Bill. You could do Equus in your fucking living room. Come on.
Uh-huh. No, I'm good.
Oh, you're horrible. Giggles, would you let him... Hold on, I'm trying to read what she's writing. I plugged his ass with a gloved finger. Did she do that? She stuck her finger in your ass?
Sure.
Sure. I doubt that fucking happened. Billy's got like a time lock asshole. It just shuts. Anything comes near it, just fucking shuts down.
I like Hulk Hogan to get Andre the Giant.
I think honestly, he went all the way. Wait, he went all the way. Oh, she went all the way up and massaged your prostate, is what she's saying. I doubt that would happen, though. I think Giggles is telling a fib. I'm just saying, because I doubt that Billy would. I mean, I don't think Billy's relaxed enough to let a girl finger his butthole. Now, me, I don't mind a girl finger in my butthole as long as it's my blowhole. As long as it's abroad, I'd have no problem.
I would love to see Billy in the rainbow unicorn mask that I just threw up there.
I would totally like it. The Forum Novelties rainbow unicorn mask. You can get that at DallasNovelty.com right now. And check that out.
She swears to Jesus that she did that.
She, by the way, says that she did it by surprise, so he was probably passed out on the bed.
There was only wrist deep, so.
Only wrist deep. She lost her watch.
Yeah. That's what
I go find it.
That's what that ringing is all the time.
So, Nick, other than that, because we got to wrap up this thing, you know, I love having you on. How are you doing? You personally, because you know you're a member of our family, so we do love you. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. We had to make an emergency trip out to California from San Francisco to check on my disease, because there's only three locations in the world that do a study on it. One's in Pennsylvania, one's in San Francisco, and one's in Paris, France. So we had to run out there. Well, we had to drive. It takes 3 days. But we ran out there, and they took a whole bunch of pictures of me and put me on some good steroids so I could really pump it up. And, I think luckily we caught the flare up, they call it, before it
manifested into, before it turned you into the thing. a big rock monster. I'm friends with Nick personally on Facebook and everything. Mm-hmm. And I gotta say, Nick fucking looks way better.
Yeah.
Like he really does. He looks more in shape. He got the new chair, so it's all different now. He's standing up, he's walking the fucking dog.
Yeah.
Out there, the little crooked cowboy. He looks good, man. I mean, that's why I was asking. Because I thought maybe you did something else, and maybe it's just the chair, but now you're telling me there was a flare up, but you fixed it, so you're good to go.
Yep. So we're good to go. We got to go back out in May, so that'll be fun.
Oh, there you go. All right, so let's wrap this thing up real nice with a bow on it. Let's stick a butt plug in Billy's ass, and we'll finish this up.
Okay.
Now. Go to DallasNovelty.com. Everyone, class, say it with me. DallasNovelty.com.
Go there, find out the XBiz Award winners and 2017 AVN Award nominees.
There you go.
We worked hard on that. We've been nominated for the last 6 years, and we finally won. So it's pretty awesome. It's pretty big award.
Deservingly so, dude. Deservingly so. You guys have a fucking awesome website, and if you had a shitty website, I'd tell you to your face.
Yeah, I know. The website is beautiful.
The website it's fully functional, ready to go, easy on the eyes, and if you got to find something, it's easy to find. It's not freaking hard. So while you're there.
On the radio, right?
What happened?
Yeah, or at least you talk shit about it on the radio.
Oh yeah, I mean, like that fucking Nick with his fucking fucking cowboys on the phone. And he's turning to stone again, this motherfucker. The reason why you got the nickname Crooked Cowboy is because you're an awesome dude. Nick is a personal friend of mine, and the fucking I'm telling you, the website is awesome. That's the thing. The website, DallasNovelty.com, is awesome. I was saying it wrong all those fucking times because I thought it was Dallas Novelty Toys, but that's what I believed it was, like an older name. DallasNovelty.com is what you want to go to. And use the promo code HAMRADIO, HAMRADIO. You will get 15% off your final purchases.
Yes.
So I'm telling you right now, the giggles of the world, the fucking Reginas of the world, everyone that's fucking sitting there chomping at Debbie, all the chicks that are sitting there, you want to go to the website, you buy this stuff, use the promo code HAMRADIO, 15% off your final purchases, and it'll be just delivered to your house in a nondiscreet brown box. Nobody will know the wiser of what you're getting. No one's going to know of all the butt plugs that Billy's going to get
right.
That are going to be delivered to Giggles' house. Nobody's going to be the wiser because he went to DallasNovelty.com and got the butt plugs from Crooked Cowboy.
And now we can take Amazon Pay, Apple Pay, so you can pay however you want to now. So it's a lot easier to spend your money.
There you go. Check the couch cushions, whatever you got to do.
I like that, yeah.
Make this shit happen. That's what you got to do. You got to do
it. There you go, sure.
Have Eddie sell your ass on the corner or something like that?
Whatever. I got to sell my ass on the corner by the pound. That's how I do it. Round of applause, Crooked Cowboy.
Always nice.
Always fucking great. You know you're always welcome, my friend. You are always welcome. Dallas.
Yeehaw!
Damn right. Yeah. DallasNovelty.com. Crooked Cowboy, my boy Nick, is going to hook you up. DallasNovelty.com. Thanks, Nick.
Yes, sir. We'll send you some goodies in the mail so y'all have some more fun.
You are one hell. Remember Billy's butt plug.
That's the first thing you're going to open.
Yeah. We're going to open it and put it right on the stage right here.
Yay.
Thanks, buddy.
All right, man. Thank y'all.
Happy trails, young.
Thank you.
All right.
There you go. I love that motherfucker.
Yeah, great guy.
He's a great dude.
Yes, sir.
He's a great fucking dude, and his website's fucking awesome.
Yes, sir.
And that's all I gotta say about
Giggles
that.
Giggles already ordered.
I'm sure.
I'm sure she did.
She says it.
And I love Giggles for that reason.
That's our girl.
She's probably ordered one of everything.
I ordered toys online, no shame in her game, absolutely, baby.
Well, if you go to the
last... She wants a swing!
Yeah, I know, but if she goes to the last video, because the feed kept cutting out for her, I apologize, yes. I don't know why, yeah. But if you go up and watch the last
Joe.
Video, I put links for Debbie, because she wanted a swing also.
Yeah. Billy walks
I suggested
in
some in the last post.
When Billy can't shit right for the next week, we're going to know what's going on. So, all of you, DallasNovelty.com. You want to swing? by the swing. Use the promo code HAMRADIO. Get 15% off of the fucking swing.
Yeah.
That's a lot of money off the swing.
Yeah.
Get the swing from Crooked Cowboy at DallasNovelty.com.
He's giving the crap away, man.
Damn right. It's the Ham Radio Show. We're going to take a break right now. When we come back, more stuff because we love you. That's why. 718-577-1389. We'll be right back after these words. Let's go.
This is Ham Radio.
Yo! Check us out!
Follow us, but not too close, on Twitter. Twitter.com/Ham Radio Show.
We'll be right back.
The Unfiltered Radio Network. HamRadioShow.com.
One of the best-kept secrets in Palm Beach is Monroe's Legends Lounge, a VIP club providing intimate private atmosphere that caters to upscale clientele, offering fine dining and a large variety of top-shelf cocktails, fine cigars, wine, and champagne. Members experience a truly five-star experience where they can enjoy Monroe's signature 36-ounce ribeye tomahawk steak or their famous seafood tower. Watch and listen to the top sporting events and all UFC fights on the large flat-screen TVs. With a dimly lit wood grain decor, the bar features a two-way mirror allowing members to get an unbelievable view of both live stages inside Monroe's Palm Beach. The Legends Lounge offers a private entrance with parking accessible to members. Located at 1000 North Congress Avenue in West Palm Beach, Florida. For more information, go to monroespalmbeach.com.
Want more of the Ham Radio Show? Then check out Wayback Wednesdays, where we bring you the best of the Ham Radio Show, the Goom Era, right here on HamRadioShow.com. Brought to you by Ham247.tk. Only on HamRadioShow.com.
The Tony Batman's Entertainment News is a website dedicated to bringing you all the news that is sexy. Everything you need to know from the gentlemen's club industry, adult movie industry, music, and sexy celebrity updates. Check out one of the top 10 adult news sites in the world at entertainmentnews.com or simply tonybatman.com. The Entertainment News is updated for your viewing pleasure 10 to 12 times a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. If it's sexy and entertaining, it's on the Entertainment News.
Tootsie's Cabaret, located at 150 Northwest 183rd Street in Miami Gardens, Florida, is a 74,000 square foot mega club with a 20,000 square foot sports bar showing all major sporting and pay-per-view events. Tootsie's was voted the number one adult nightclub in 2012 and features full liquor bars and a full restaurant, open 7 days a week, 365 days a year.
Playmates Club has the ultimate Miami strip club experience featuring some of South Florida's hottest female exotic dancers performing for your entertainment in a comfortable, posh, and relaxed environment. The 2,500 square foot club is located in the heart of Miami, Florida, and prides itself on offering a melting pot of gorgeous entertainers from all over the world for your enjoyment. At Playmates, the staff has one focus in mind, your enjoyment. Whether coming alone with clients, a group of guys, or girlfriends, Playmates Club treats everyone like a VIP, making sure your every need is catered to. Along with a bar offering bottle specials all night long, the club's unique bistro features tasty twists on your favorite bar foods and excellent full meals. With an intimate club-like feel, guests are welcome to make themselves comfortable at one of the many cocktail tables in front of the main stage or to venture through to a private table dance and champagne room with the sexy exotic dancers there every day of the week. So check out more at PlaymatesClub.com.
Missed an episode of the Ham Radio Show? Not to worry. You can download the latest episode, as well as past shows, on HamRadioShow.com. Go to HamRadioShow.com and click on the downloads link.
This is Bob Saget, and my dog licked my balls. What's the story of your life? You're listening to Ham Radio.
Yeah. What's going on, people? It's me, it's Uncle Eddie. I gotta tell you right now, we just had him on Crooked Cowboy. I didn't know this was the live read, but I'll do it anyway. DallasNovelty.com. That's right, DallasNovelty.com. Sex is for everybody. That's right, 2017 AVN Awards nominee, X-Biz Awards winning website. You're damn right you want to get it. You want to get it from DallasNovelty.com. Free priority shipping, discreet billing, and packaging, all on orders $50 or more for the priority shipping. They have everything. They have whatever category you can think of, whatever you can muster in your little noggin,
They have it already for you. It's what is available around the world. Dallas Novelty will hook you up. They will get it done. And Crooked Cowboy will get it done in the proper way. Because he's like family, and he cares about what you need. And he wants to make sure you're going to have fun, quite frankly. Because he's a wild and crazy guy. And that's what you get from Dallas Novelty. And right now, if you use the promo code HAMRADIO, you get 15%. That's 15% off your final purchase. That's amazing. For more stuff, please do me the honor of going to DallasNovelty.com. That's DallasNovelty.com. Yeah, boy!
It's the Hollywood Rockin' Wrap-Up with your host, Jason Hadley.
Rapper Rick Ross avoided serious jail time after pistol-whipping his groundskeeper while holding him at gunpoint. The argument stems from a misunderstanding when his groundskeeper told Rick he should put his two lips around his nuts. Kendall Jenner's receiving backlash from the interwebs over her appearance in a recent Pepsi commercial. Based on the dating habits of her older sisters, it's more likely she was showing up for a Hepsi commercial and just wandered onto the wrong set. The UK premiere of Shia LaBeouf's new movie, Man Down, sold exactly one, yes, one ticket. However, only 5 percentage points behind the United States in national obesity, it was still considered a full house. For his role in Walker, Texas Rangers, state senators named Chuck Norris an honorary Texan, which is like naming Stephen Hawking an honorary Walker.
Hey, there's gonna hey. And that's the Hollywood Rockin' Wrap-Up. Follow us on Twitter at Rockin' Wrap-Up.
Yo,
what?
It's the Ham Radio Show live.
That's right.
Unless you're listening on tape.
On FilteredRadioNetwork.com. Yeah, we are having, I don't know what the fuck it is. We are having problems with the Facebook Live videos. Debbie's pointing out that it went out for 5 times already.
Yeah, it goes out. It comes back on again right away. But
no, it doesn't come out. Danny fucking redoes it.
Oh, well, yeah.
It doesn't come back on. Like, we have, literally, we were just doing the count, by the way.
We got to see if there's, like, some sort of timing set on it.
No,
no, there's no timing.
We've done it for 4 straight hours.
I know we've done it, but maybe there's something on here that...
No,
we've
never
done
that before.
It's Facebook Live. Well, you can do the whole fucking day if you want to.
That's true.
We're bringing in huge numbers, so either way, keep watching, no matter what it is. 718-577-1389 here on The Big Show. We're finishing up, 35 after the hour. We're finishing up now, but we are huge fucking numbers. I'm not going to lie to you. Monstrous numbers already. Numbers that usually make us, like, it takes us, like, a day and a half to get to. We already are on these videos. If you look up I don't know if Danny can see it on his. I don't know how many views. If you can see it on yours, or do I have to do it on mine to show you? Huge numbers. So thank you to everyone who's watching.
Yeah.
We love you, motherfuckers. All of you.
Absolutely.
That's how it works. And remember, by the way, while I have you here, remember to go to the Facebook. Danny, can you put up a link in the Facebook Live suite for the Demand the Ham page? I'd like everybody to go there and just like the page, please. The Demand the Ham, bring the Ham Radio Show to Sirius XM.
Yeah.
So let's get that going as well. 718-577-1389, like I said before. Over the weekend also, while everything is going on, it was my holy day, WrestleMania Sunday, which, by the way, was incredibly fucking long this year.
Yeah, they started at 5 with their pregame shit. It was
7 hours. The last calculated time that they looked everything up, it was 7 hours plus.
Holy crap.
It was a 7 hour plus pay-per-view. I understand it's a big thing.
I mean, yeah, you spend a lot to go there, but you're stuck in those little seats
for
that
seven
long.
7 hours, you gotta die. How much popcorn can you eat?
In the Florida sun, first off. How about that?
Florida and the chance of rain in
Well, it started
misery.
To rain at one point, during the Intercontinental match between Dean Ambrose and Baron Corbin,
And I believe during the before John Cena asked the Miz Maurice, John Cena, Nikki Bella fiasco, which I think was, it was just used so he could ask his girlfriend to become his fiance, whatever.
What was that?
Live. It's stupid. Yeah. I don't know why.
Wrestling.
Well, supposedly because he wanted to give her a WrestleMania moment.
Okay.
That's what we heard. So that's why they did
turn
it.
Turn on her in a ring, punch her in the head, and pile drive
her. There you go.
Fucking flaming and table. And that'll give her a moment.
And then just leave the ring on top of her fucking prone body.
Yeah.
And then lay it with a note that said, "Will you marry me?" written in her own blood.
And now then go out in the crowd and sit with your baba, watch the rest of the show.
That'll get your attention. I don't know what the fuck she was doing. And then, of course, the Undertaker, we have to bring that up. Mark Calloway, the Undertaker, didn't tell anybody, retired in the middle of the ring at the end of WrestleMania, walked off into the, not the sunset, into the nighttime, because remember, it was 7 hours fucking long.
Sure,
yeah. It was almost morning.
Yeah, it was morning time, so he kind of did walk out into the sunlight.
He did.
The sunrise.
Light.
But, yeah, so, I mean, it's a huge fucking deal that The Undertaker is gone now. That's a monstrous fucking deal. That's going to be, to me, it's a
now,
blow to the company.
Is he
going
to stay behind, like, the scenes? And
I don't think he needs to, but that's up to him if he wants to. I mean, obviously, the door's going to be always open. They owe him much of a debt of gratitude, it's ridiculous.
There's somebody that knows the business inside and out, up, down, left,
absolutely,
and right. You keep him in the back to straighten out all these younger people that kind of need some guidance. And
he should always be the, by the way, there's a little term called wrestler's court.
Right.
He should be the judge, jury, and executioner, so to speak,
absolutely,
of wrestler's court. Just keep him hired and put him on. But the only thing is, he needs to be in both places, so have him. Literally, give him a corporate job. Just give him a name, a title, whatever
and
the fuck you want to give him.
Never put him on TV again.
You never put him on TV again, except for the Hall of Fame induction ceremony.
Where he's finally allowed to break goddamn character.
Yeah, and if he wants to, at the next WrestleMania, give him a final match where you know it's his final match. I mean, yes, he has not officially said he retired.
Well, when you leave the gear in the
ring. Yeah, that's usually, and it gives the Japanese subtext. In Japan, you usually leave the boots.
Right.
In the ring. They do that when somebody dies or retires. They leave the boots in the ring. He left the coat and the hat and
the gloves.
The gloves. No, you didn't have them. Oh, no, yeah. He took the UFC gloves off.
Put them down and everything followed.
But as a testament, by the way, to the respect that man deserves, the ring crew, when taking down everything, did not move his stuff.
Really?
Yeah, they left it there. Took down everything around it first.
Sort of a tribute, huh?
Did not move a damn thing. They left the pile of clothes symbolic of him leaving the business.
The ring boy that was supposed to take that was busy with Pat Patterson.
No gay jokes. They did it. They left it there. You can see there's footage of it out there where you watch the ring crew going around and
about their business,
about their business,
everything else down.
And everything, it sat in the middle of the ring where he left it until they needed to take the ring down, and then it just said, because it's a testament to the respect of that man. He has done everything. The only thing he's probably never done is hold the Intercontinental title, and that's only because they never gave him a title match for it. Because he is definitely that guy. What up, Christy? Desiree, by the way, is asking me why am I wearing sunglasses. I wear sunglasses in here because when we have lights on when we film, and Joe has giant fucking like outdoor lights that are on these lamps and they go right in my eyes. Plus I want to look somewhat sexy for you.
Spite.
But no, I do. I wear the, because it's not the first person to ask this question. I wear them for two things. One, to look good on camera, because I don't know if I look good on camera with just my regular glasses. And two, it's because the lights bother my fucking eyes. in the studio. This helps me focus on everything. I don't have anything flashing in my face. So, there. Roseanne, hi, Rose. How are you? Tons of people just all over the Facebook Live. The 17th time that we've done a Facebook Live tonight.
Apparently,
because it keeps
yes.
cutting out. What else was going on in WrestleMania? Everyone's talking about how they think that the card was great. I thought Billy, and other people, we watched the show differently than other people.
I was okay with it. I watched it. I entertained. Then I walked away and went, okay. You know, I wasn't overwhelmed. I didn't go, oh my God. Oh wow.
It wasn't totally horrible like I was expecting it to be.
No, I didn't think, usually the last couple of WrestleManias have totally been fucking disheartening.
You walk away going, why?
Yeah. And have hurt my soul.
You don't have one.
I have a little soul. It's
no,
in
you
there.
Don't.
It's
buried behind the sunglasses.
It probably is. Well, my eyes are my windows to my soul. You're right.
Nice.
I don't know. To me, like the AJ Styles match wasn't that fucking impressive to me. It should have been more of a all-out chaos and insanity. There was a couple of good spots, but that's about it on the match. I mean,
you weren't going to get a spot monkey match with that.
But you needed a spot monkey match with that because that's what AJ is fucking lacking in the WWE. When you brought AJ, now I'm gonna debate this with anybody that fucking wants to debate this with me. I think even though you had AJ Styles win the world title and blah 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 all that shit, I honestly think that AJ Styles to me has been a fucking bust for the WWE. Because he was more of a fucking showman in TNA, when he was in TNA, aka Impact Wrestling. He did more. He had beyond 5-star matches. He has not had a match where you went, oh shit. He has not had one match. Look at from the beginning, he's been in now a year plus. He has not had that monumental of a fucking match.
I think his best match on SmackDown was when he was in the triple threat match, I think, for the number one contender for with Dolph Ziggler
yes.
and Cena.
Okay, but Dolph Ziggler can put over a broomstick.
Yeah,
we've
but him
that.
And, I mean, mostly obviously it was him and Ziggler during the whole match. It was like an awesome.
Which, by the way, brought in the spot monkey moments. For lack of a better term, those are the two guys that would bring that into the playing field. Those are the two guys that would do that because they are spot monkeys. By design, he is a great wrestler. There is no doubt in my mind, but he is not the great, like, what he was to what he is now. It's like a very watered down version of AJ Styles. He was in Japan, in New Japan, he was way better. In TNA, he was way better. You put him in the WWE, and yes, he has to wrestle their style. I get it. The corporate structure of the WWE. But he's not that.
You don't come in and blow your load right away.
But it's not blowing your load, Bill. It's the way he wrestled. He wrestled every match.
They're going to expect you to do that every time.
But, dude, he needs to do that.
Right now, he's doing fine. He's selling merchandise.
Of course he's selling
merchandise. They put a belt on him.
Ah, selling merchandise. Fucking marks by merchandise all the fucking time. Stop.
But he's going to be fine. Once all of that starts to go away and he's got to push it a little more, then
we talked about
it won't surprise you.
Like during the pre-show, but you know how the WWE is. If they didn't create something, they didn't make AJ Styles.
No.
So therefore, they kind of, you know, take a little bit of a backseat.
I think the whole thing, the reason why they brought AJ in was because of the Bullet Club, and now they don't own the rights to the Bullet Club.
Right.
So they can't do anything with the Bullet Club. I've just said this numerous times. Gallows and Anderson and Finn Balor are your Bullet Club. Now, if the Superstar Shakedown or Shake Up or whatever the fuck, the Parkinson Shaken, whatever the fuck it's called, goes down on Monday, if I'm correct. Is it Monday when this
it's
happens?
Supposed to be Monday.
Monday when they'll just shift people around. It only makes sense that the Bullet Club gets together. So you have the Bullet Club being together, as in you have AJ, Finn, Gallows and Anderson. The only problem is you don't have the Bullet Club because you don't own the rights to the name. Ring of Honor owns the domestic rights, and the international rights are owned by the New Japan company. New Japan Pro Wrestling owns that fucking shit. So to try to put off a watered down version, yet again, AJ Styles watered down to me. Sorry. All the stuff he's, dude, that, I understand what Billy's saying. Well, you don't want to blow your load. I get that. But the fact of the matter is,
I blew my load.
The fact of the matter is, the selling t-shirts doesn't mean shit to me. I'm sorry. You can sell all the merchandise you want. People can think you have a cool shirt and buy your shirt.
That's all it takes.
But that's what I'm saying. That does not mean that you're pulling off great shit. Yes, I'm sure that they're very happy with him. I'm not saying that. I'm thinking the load less traveled here and saying that I believe AJ Styles is a watered-down failure in the WWE.
Prolongs the career and keeps you going.
I'm sure, Billy, I understand your rationale.
Once you get to this point, that's what you're looking for, longevity and to be there for, you know, just to keep earning as much money as possible.
All right, but then, it's going to happen whatever's going to happen. And AJ's going to do whatever AJ's going to fucking do. My point being is I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck about the product. Like, perfect example yet again. Get off AJ for a second. Let's go back to all the marks out there who are jerking off because the Hardy Boys are now back in the WWE.
I did just a teeny bit.
Yes, and I get the fact that everyone was shocked and happy. They were shocked and happy that the Hardy Boys returned at WrestleMania, and, you know, after their stint in TNA is now done, and blah, 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 yakety schmackety, and I get all that, but the fact still remains, they've done this already. They did this already. The only reason why, by the way, that they got the titles is because of the wave of shit that was leading them in back into the company, which they're not even doing that goddamn character who he fought so hard to fucking own. Matt Hardy wanted to own the broken character, and he can't even fucking do it because they don't want him to do it. The WWE doesn't want that character. Meanwhile, that's the thing that got them back in the fucking good graces of the fans. Let's face it. The Hardy Boys were dead and buried. They were dead and buried. They were has-beens. When you have guys like the Young Bucks walking around who stole their gimmick, quite frankly. By the way, members of the Bullet Club, the real Bullet Club. Those guys, the spot monkeys that the fans are fucking now jerking off to. The Hardy Boys were dead and buried. They weren't going anywhere. Their careers weren't going anywhere. They were done. And if it wasn't for Matt coming up with this stupid gimmick, which fucking totally worked out.
Delete.
Yeah.
Delete.
That you're not going to have to do anymore, because let me fill you guys in. Senior Benjamin, Rebby's father, not hired by the WWE. Maxwell sure as hell ain't hired by the WWE. The new baby that's inside of Rebby, not hired by the WWE. Rebby, Sky, or Rebby Hardy, not hired by the WWE. So all the characters that were part of the broken family, part of Delete and Decay and Apocalypto and all that other shit, don't exist in the WWE universe until, I'll tell you exactly what's going to happen. Mark my words at, what do we got here? 51 minutes after the hour. Mark my words that they will fucking bring that character in when the Hardys, like Billy was saying, stop selling shirts. When they start going downhill, they'll bring that fucking character in because that's the only way they're going to redeem themselves. On top of everything else, look what happened with the Dudley Boys, who don't even work there anymore, who were brought back in to fucking, oh yeah, the Dudley Boys, ah! Nothing. A month later, no one gave a shit.
When they brought them in the very first time, they didn't do anything with them, really. Like, enough that you went, this is a watered-down version.
When they first
I'm not talking about the attitude they were Dudley Boys, which was a watered-down version because they had to, because in the WWE, they couldn't do what they did in ECW, and they couldn't do the thou shalt not fuck with the Dudley Boys. Gimmick, I get that.
Do any of that.
But when you're talking about when they brought them back now, after TNA, and he was Bully Ray, and he was the world champion, and the Aces and the Eights, and all this shit, him and Devon, and blah, 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 and they bring them back to such fanfare and fucking accolades.
Sure.
And they bring them back. Nothing fucking happened. They even tried turning them heel. Nothing fucking happened. So all the marks,
I understand the nostalgia. I get it. But for all the marks who jerk off and fucking get all excited, I'd like to point out that you're fucking up the wrestling business. Because, yes, you're making it cool. You're making that couple of months fucking cool. But after that, the longevity of the company is at hand. And the lack thereof is apparent.
Well, this is why it's got to go back to the old days with all the different territories. So this way,
well, you need to fucking...
You work here for 6 months, you build a feud, you have a whole big rivalry, loser leaves town, boom, you gone, you come back like a year later. Well, you always have a place to go work. Now
you need a lot of people to do. You need more than that, though, Billy. You have too many fucking people in the contract. You got to have the whole fucking crew leave town.
If you have stuff like that going, then you can do what, you know, in the old days.
Well, they're
Dusty Rhodes would come up, do like
Dusty
Rhodes,
the American Dream.
They're trying to run a quick program and get the fuck out.
Yeah,
they're trying to like bring back like the territory, but more on a globally thing. That's why they did the whole UK thing.
Yeah, but
they can ship people off over there. Nobody ever sees it, only on WWE Network.
Right, but that's the thing. In the old days, you had you had to go buy the fucking magazine, which was like 3 months behind anyway.
Didn't matter. You were still informed.
But you still like, oh, wait, that's where this guy ended up?
The WWE is too busy trying to be the NFL, and they're trying to be all this globally fucking with pre-shows and fucking and post-shows and I understand you're trying to fill up a network, I get it, but you're doing it. If the network existed during the Attitude Era, it would have been better. Because you would have it all at your fingertips. It would be a different environment.
But
they're too busy
trying
to be squeaky clean, dude.
This is what's killing it.
What?
The overexposure. It's
exactly. I understand that. That's exactly what I'm saying. They're trying to be like the NFL. They're trying. You have too much. Like, you know how like the NFL always they have the game in England,
right?
And people like tune in like, oh god, I gotta wake up at fucking like 4 a.m. to watch this fucking game.
9 o'clock.
Or whatever the fuck it is. But it's horrible. It's exposure. It's too much.
It's only shown in the only.
It doesn't matter. It's too much.
The only thing I like about the network is, and I keep giving this schmuck my pass because I know he'll enjoy that portion of it.
He gave it to me once and I still haven't used it.
Yeah. But no, it's the old
shit. You can have Vince McMahon at your fucking door later.
It's like the old shit because they have like old NWA, because he owns the rights to all that crap from back in the day. Like that shit is awesome on there.
Yeah.
But
the stuff on the network is fine. I'm not shitting on the network.
I mean, that's the only reason I like it.
I'm
shitting on all the other. I'm going to be the curmudgeon. I'm shitting on all the other stuff on the network.
No. The only other things I watch, and as I'm saying on there, is like I like the Legends with JBL.
Yeah.
And the Table for Three. Every other like those stupid reality shows and all that stuff. I don't care for
them. You like Holy Foley?
Don't care for them.
You like Holy Foley? To me, it's whatever. I don't.
It loses its appeal.
It lost its appeal a while ago, and it sucks. Because I'm I think in this room, I'm the biggest wrestling fan in this room. And Billy's been in a ring. I think I'm the biggest wrestling fan in this room. Cause I watch the stuff from all over the place. That's the difference.
More reason to hate it.
Yeah.
Than you.
I know. You have a disdain
the
for
only
it.
The only other problem with the WWE is they have no major competition.
Right.
That's the problem. Don't let anybody be their major competition cause they're too busy trying to be like the NFL. So when the XFL came in, right? And then that would have made competition. I understand the whole, we can watch the 30 for 30 later. I understand that. But what I'm saying is, the XFL would have gave you competition. Now all they did was they got rid of the XFL, right? The NFL, what'd they do? They picked up all the little bullshit that the XFL did, they stole. And they put in there, like the camera angles, the fucking miking this, the blah, 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 all that stuff. They did all that.
It's stuff they were doing prior.
Yeah, not as much as the competition bred them to change,
well,
to adapt, to evolve.
To sum it up, the WWE is no longer a wrestling company.
No, it's they're a sports entertainment company.
No, they're a production company.
Yeah, it's really what it is.
But they have the word wrestling in their name, and wrestling's a bad word.
Yes.
To them. Special thanks, by the way, to Crooked Cowboy, my boy Nick, Crooked Cowboy, over there at Dallas Novelty, DallasNovelty.com. If you put in the promo code HAMRADIO, get 15% off your final purchase, off your final purchase, right there, DallasNovelty.com.
What?
DallasNovelty.com. I'm telling you how it works.
Just checking.
You have to look it up right now if you want to. Go to DallasNovelty.com. Your fiance bought you a fucking cockenspiel.
I'm sure
I don't know what the fuck she bought you.
A glockenspiel.
A glockenspiel cockenspiel. That's what she bought you. Excellent. And a ball gag, and she said a whip.
Sure, why not?
I'm just saying. So. Another show in the can. Billy's going to take a butt plug in the can later. Remember, free speech is never silent. So always speak the fuck up.
No.
And if you're going to fuck that chicken, make sure you go to DallasNovelty.com and get a butt plug and stick it right up the chicken's ass.
Then bread it and cry.
Until then, I say AMF, my friends. That's adios, motherfucker!
Joe, somebody rang the doorbell. I think it's the cops.
No, Joe. Bye.
The Ham Radio Show is a production of the Unfiltered Radio Network and broadcast live from the Bunker Studios in New York every Wednesday night from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time right here on UnfilteredRadioNetwork.com. All material heard on the Ham Radio Show is copyrighted by the Ham Radio Show. Some material may be copyrighted by its respective owners. Any reproduction, rebroadcast, or retransmission of the Ham Radio Show's material without the written consent of Ham Radio and or its affiliates is strictly prohibited. And if you don't understand all that legal mumbo-jumbo, here's Billy to explain it to you in not-so-technical terms.
So, asshole, that means you can't use this without our permission. Fuck you.